一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续上课。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our lessons.
来唱一首诗歌，208首。
Let us sing a hymn 208.
这一节我们要把这个约珥书把它结束。
And this session we will conclude our study on the book of Joel.
我们从昨天的这个分享里头，我们知道约珥书分成三大段落。
And from our sharing yesterday, we know that the book of Joel can be split into three major sections.
那昨天跟我们分享的第一个段落。
And we shared the first point yesterday.
约珥先知借着当时全国性的这个蝗虫的灾害跟旱灾。来这个预告将来选民将会遇到更大的灾祸。
How the prophet used the national disasters of the famine and the plague of locusts to prophesy that the chosen people will one day face an even greater disaster in the future.
果然他们到了后来他们被掳到巴比伦。
And it is true, in the future, they were captives to Babylon.
那这个主所这个敬主所大而可畏的日子也预告着主耶稣再来的那个日子。
And the great and terrible day also prophesied the coming of the Lord Jesus.
会有这个空前绝后的大灾难。
And it will be an unprecedented day.
所以先知要当时的百姓要那个撕裂心肠，彻底悔改。
So that is why the prophet urged the people to rend their hearts and to truly repent.
要向神来悔改。
And to truly repent to God.
那也在告诉我们末后的这个基督徒啊。
And also tells us that as Christians in the end times,
我们也应该要向神彻底来悔改。
We also need to truly completely repent to God.
为了我们属灵的饥荒向神来祷告。
And to pray to God regarding our spiritual famines.
这个是第一段
So this is the first section.
那我们今天我们要把这个第二段跟第三段来跟大家一起学习。
And today we will learn about the second and third points with everyone.
第二段从这个第二章的十八节到三十二节。
And the second part starts from chapter 2, 18 to 32.
这个谈到神因着以色列人他们的认罪悔改神就这个来帮助来医治他们。
And how the God God will heal the people of Israel because they have confessed and repented of their sins.
把这个平安福气再次的赏赐给他们。
And then once again give peace and blessings to the people.
那这个末后的福气包含着几个。
And the blessings in the end times are encompass several points.
第一个就是神应允要消灾灭敌。
And the first one is that the God promised to kill their enemies and also to resolve the disasters.
这个无论是天灾造成的，或者是人祸造成的，神都应许把这个自然的灾害止住，把这个敌人给赶逐啊。
Whether it is disasters based in nature or disasters from man, God promises to calm down these disasters and to cast away their enemies.
那我们来看这个二章的十八节。
So let us turn to Joel chapter 2 verse 18.
十八节，主就为自己的地发热心，连续他的百姓。十九节。
19.
主应许他的百姓说，我必赐给你们五谷新酒和油，使你们饱足。我也不再使你们受列国的羞辱。二十节。
20.
却要使北方来的军队远离你们，将他们赶到干旱荒废之地，前队赶入东海，后队赶入西海，因为他们所行的大恶，臭气上升，腥味腾空。在这里神为自己的地，为自己的百姓发热心，施怜悯。
And here, the Lord was zealous for the land and had pity on his people.
再次把这个五谷新酒油啊赏赐给他们。
Once again, he sends the grain and the new wine and oil to them.
也应允把这个仇敌呀、列国的这个仇敌的羞辱啊，从神的百姓当中除掉。
And promises to drive away the enemy and to take away the reproach from among the nations.
所以神应允他们得饱足，还有受保护。
So God promised that they will be satisfied and they will be protected.
远离仇敌的羞辱。
And they will be far away from the shame of the enemies.
那接下来神也再次的赐福给这个神的选民跟他的应许之地。
And also, God also grants blessings to his people and also to the land.
让他们 recover, 让他们能够恢复，能够得着复兴。
So that they can recover and be restored.
所以从这个21节到27节就在告诉我们。
So from verses 21 to 27 tells us.
第一节那边，第一章的第十节那里啊，这个因着蝗虫的，还有旱灾啊，让这个地土啊，荒凉悲哀。
And because in chapter 1, verse 10, the fields were wasted and the land mourns because of the famine and the plague of locusts.
所以在这个第二章的21节啊，神要恢复，要复兴。
And in chapter 2, verse 21, God will restore and to renew.
所以21节就地土啊，不要惧怕，要欢喜快乐，因为神行了大事了。
21 says, Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the land, Lord has done marvelous things.
让一切因为蝗灾、旱灾受损的这个大地也能够恢复、啊。
So the land that was damaged by the plague of locusts and the famine can be restored.
神行出大事、要降下甘霖，要驱除这个蝗灾旱灾。
And God will bring great things and drive away the locusts and also bring dew, rain upon the land.
那这个一章的十二节跟十八节，因着旱灾而没有草，而干枯的这个果树啊，神也同时让他们恢复啊。
And also in chapter 1, verse 12, the trees and the plants that withered away, God will cause them to come back.
让那个靠着这个草根果树生活的走兽还有这个牲畜啊，重新得到饱足啊。
So the animals that depend on the grass can grow back and be recovered.
所以走兽不要惧怕旷野的草发生，树木结果，无花果、葡萄树都效力了。
So do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the trees bear its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength.
那再来这个第一章十节还有二十节因为干旱而缺乏的五谷新酒那神在这个二十三、二十四节也给予恢复啊。
And in chapter 1, verse 10, the new wine dried up, the oil fails. These things God will restore again.
有赐下这个合宜的秋雨跟春雨啊，让他们这个五谷丰收啊。
And chapter 2, verse 23 and 24, God sends down the former rain and the latter rain so that there will be full of wheat harvest and a new wine and oil.
所以23节说西安的民要快乐为主你们的神欢喜，因为赐给你们合宜的秋雨为你们降下甘霖就是秋雨春雨和先前一样。
And 23 says, Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
所以因着风调雨顺这个禾场啊满了麦子酒榨、油榨都有新酒和油盈溢啊。
And because of the timely rain, the threshing floors shall be full of wheat, the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil.
那再来第一章第四节因为蝗虫所造成的损失神也通通要再补回给他们。
And in chapter 1 verse 4, because of what the locust has consumed, God will make up for all of that loss.
所以25节那边说打发 到你们中间的大军队，就是蝗虫、蚊子、蚂蚱、茧虫，那些连所吃的，我要补还你们。
That's why 25 says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you.
所以神重新赐福给他的地，就是锡安，以及住在其上的百姓。
So God once again blesses his land of Zion and also his people that lives there.
让地得医治，让人得复兴。
So that the land will be healed and the people will be prosperous.
那神这一切的医治也好，复兴恢复也好，的目的是什么？
So what is the point of God's restoration and healing?
先前在这个二章的十七节那个羞辱就是列邦管辖他们这个列邦的人问他们说神在哪里的这个羞辱神要让以色列百姓能够除掉。
Formerly in chapter 2 verse 17, the shame that they suffered, the people suffered when the foreigners asked them, where is your God? This will be taken away from them.
让他们清楚明白神没有在哪里，神就在他们当中。
So they will clearly know that God hasn't left them, but God is truly among them.
神是他们唯一的拯救。
And God is their only salvation.
所以26、27节。
So verse 26 and 27.
说你们必多吃而得饱足就赞美为你们行奇妙事的主你们神的名我的百姓必永远不至羞愧。27节。
27.
你们必知道我在以色列中间又知道我是主你们的神在我以外别无并无别神我的百姓必永远不致羞愧。在这里神借着神的恢复神的复兴让他们的百姓让倚靠他的人永不羞愧而且对神更进一步的明白只有他才是神别无拯救。
So through the restoration and rejuvenation from the Lord, the people shall never be put to shame again, and they have a clear understanding that God is their God and there is no other.
神永远在属他的百姓当中。
And God will always be in the midst of his chosen people.
所以这个借由神的复兴，让神的百姓对神有更进一步的认识跟依靠。
So through the restoration of his people, he let his people have a closer relationship and trust in him.
所以今天我们每年有两次的灵恩会。
Today, every year, we have two spiritual convocations.
灵恩会在一般的基督教他们都叫做奋兴会。
And in a spiritual convocation, the other denomination, they call them revivals.
就是要让他们的灵性重新复兴起来。
And that would be to revive their spirituality.
那我们的灵恩会就是有这样的一个目的在里头。
And in our spiritual convocation, that is one of the purposes of them.
那我们刚刚的分析刚刚的分享，神再次的复兴以色列百姓复兴他的地医治他的民，目的是什么？就是要让他们对神更加的认识跟依靠。
During our sharing and analysis that we just did, we know that God restored the land. Is the purpose is that they would draw closer to God and trust Him.
那我们每次的灵恩会有没有让我们个人能够达到这个复兴的这个目的就是对神能够更加的认识跟依靠。
And for us, do we draw come to know God more, better, and do we trust in God more after each of our spiritual convocations?
这个东湾祈祷所他们现在还是一个月办一次圣餐。
And East Bay House of Prayer, they still have Holy Communion once a month.
那有一些弟兄姐妹就觉得说好像不太习惯因为这个是南洋那边的教会他们的习惯
And some members feel that they are not used to it because this is a practice by the members of South Pacific.
那我们有些弟兄姐妹是从这个 台湾来的哦。我们大部分都是一年两次，在灵恩会才会办圣餐。
And we have some members from Taiwan. They're used to the practice of having a Holy Communion twice a year during the spiritual convocations.
哦，那有一些从中国大陆来的信徒啊，哦，他们一年只领一次圣餐的。
And then there are members from China, and they only have a Holy Communion once a year.
哦，他们认为多领就是把耶稣重钉十字架。
Because they think that if you have it more often, that means you are nailing once again to the cross of Lord Jesus.
Anyway, 哈。无论是一年一次、两次，或者每个月都一次，一年要十二次哦。
Regardless whether you have Holy Communion, once a month, or twice a year, or once a year.
哦，如果我们没有让这个灵恩会达到我们属灵的奋兴哦的目的啊，就是让我们对神更进一步的认识跟依靠，几次啊，同样都是例行公事。
If we do not allow these spiritual convocations to revive our spirituality so that we come to know and trust God more, then these things are only a formality and has not served its purposes.
Oh, 都对我们没有帮助。
There's no meaning behind it.
哦，每次是领圣餐的时候，我们都说要怎么样，要省察，要分辨。
And it does not help us because before we partake of the Holy Communion, we always tell ourselves that we need to examine ourselves.
哦，要按理领受。
And we have to receive it with grace.
哦，什么叫做按理？什么叫省察？什么叫分辨？无非就是要让我们对神更认识、更依靠。
So, what does it mean to receive it by grace and also to examine ourselves? It means for us to know God more and trust in Him.
哦，如果没有办法达到这个目的啊。
If we cannot achieve this purpose.
那我们属灵的情况啊，仍然是在蝗灾跟旱灾当中。
Then our spiritual condition is still within the plague of locusts and in the famine.
当然得不到力量啊。
And of course we cannot receive strength that way.
哦，当然对于罪恶，哦，对于这个世上的引诱啊，没有抵抗力。
And of course then we are defenseless to the temptations and the sins of this world.
好，所以神给这个以色列百姓末后的福分。
So God gave the people of Israel this blessing at the end.
哦，让他们能够得饱足，让他们能够远离灾害。
So that they will be filled and they will be far from danger.
哦，让他们呢能够得到恢复，得到复兴。
So that they will be restored and rejuvenated.
哦，这个也是今天神要赐给我们的。
These are all things that God wants to bless us with today.
哦，那除了这样的恩典哦，跟这个福气啊。
Aside from these blessings and graces,
哦，去灾复兴，那再来就是要得救了。
To remove these plagues and disasters, and to restore is after that is salvation.
哦，第二章二十八到三十二就应许要赐下圣灵，要浇灌他们。
So chapter 2 verse 28 to 32 prophesies the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
哦啊，二十八跟哦到三十二节啊。神应许啊，凡有血气的都要得着圣灵。
And verse 28, he promises that all who his spirit will be poured on all flesh.
哦，但是我这个凡有血气的，我们不要哦这个过度的衍生哦。
And
认为是所有的人哦，不是这个意思哦。
We shouldn't overinterpret this all flesh to mean that it is every single person.
哦，就好像说哦，福音要给所有的人，对啊，没有错。但是啊，只有相信的人才得着。
And it's true that we must spread the gospel to every person that's right, but then not only those who receive it will be saved.
我们看罗马书第一章啊。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
十六节。
Verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.
哦，是啊，哦，这个神的救恩是没有条件的，大家都可以领受。
That's true. The gospel of God has no preconditions, and everyone is freely given to it.
但唯有谁才能够得着相信的。
who can receive it? It is those who believe.
哦，同样的，圣灵要给凡哦有血气的人。
In the same way, the Holy Spirit is for everyone who is of flesh.
哦，那谁能得着？
But who can receive it?
路加福音十一章。
Chapter 11.
路加福音十一章的十三节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 13.
十三节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父啊，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him？
哦，跟这个福音要给一切相信的人一样啊。
It's the same concept with giving the gospel to those who believe.
圣灵要给一切求祈求的人哦。
The Holy Spirit will be given to those who ask Him.
有一次啊，小弟到南加州协助灵恩会。
One time I went to Southern California to assist their holy, spiritual convocations.
哦，有一个弟兄哦，奇怪，他每次祷告他就跑到外面去了。
And there was a brother who was quite strange because every single time it was about to pray, he would run out.
哦，后来啊，哦，这个有一次啊，在休息的时候，他来问我。
And one time during a break, he came and asked me a question.
哦，他就是以这个，原出于哈这个约珥书这里这一段哦，就是《使徒行传》第二章，哦那边所说的。
And he was asking me about Joel chapter 2, that passage we just read.
哦，就是彼得啊引用约珥书哦所说的哦这个圣灵哈要浇灌凡有血气的。
And this is actually the verse that Peter quoted, that the Holy Spirit will be poured on all flesh.
他就问我这个凡有血气的是什么意思
So he was asking me, what does all flesh mean?
哦，能不能找到没有血气的人？没有啊，人都是有血气嘛。
Can you find people who are not all of flesh? Of course not, because all men are of flesh.
哦，所以他是说对啊，所以我们不用求嘛，这个神已经应允了，要给所有的人了，所以我就有了。
So he believes that we don't need to ask about it because God has already promised it.
哦，那所以我就告诉他，我就用路加福音哦那边说啊，哦这个要祈求啊才能得着啊。
So I showed him the verse in Luke chapter 11 and says, you must ask to receive it.
哦，要给凡有血气的是一种应许。
And give to all flesh as a promise.
那你不求你就得不到啊。
But if you don't ask, you will not receive it.
哦，答应给你并不代表说你就已经有了。
Promising to give it to you doesn't mean that you have already obtained it.
哦，所以后来小弟就问他，那你认为那个和尚他也是有血气啊，他有圣灵吗？
So I asked him, you know, the Buddhist monks, they are also of flesh. Do you think they have the Holy Spirit?
他说他根本不相信，怎么可能有圣灵？
So he replied, of course not. He doesn't even believe.
我说对啊。
So I replied exactly.
哦，但是他有血气啊。
But he is of flesh.
但是他不相信啊。
And he insisted, well, he doesn't believe.
他也没有求啊。
And I said, well, he didn't ask too.
哦，我说那你答对了哦。
And I said, you have answered correctly.
哦，但是，哎，这个到了祷告的时候，他还是跑到外面去了。
But even so, during the prayer sessions, he would always go out.
哦，所以哦，这里凡有血气的，哦，这个是神的应许。
So, on all flesh, this is a promise from God.
哦。没有条件的，只要祈求就有了。
It is without any condition. As long as you ask, you will receive it.
哦，如果哦，这个圣灵不是哦，说这个要给凡有血气的，是有附加条件的哦，也只有传道才有哦，或者是啊，你要这个信主多少年才有啊，啊，或者是啊，你这个哦要捐多少钱哦，哦做多少圣工才有哦，哦那就变成一种阶级了。
If the Holy Spirit had any conditions on it, for example, if you have to be a minister, or you have to believe in the Lord for how many years, or you have to donate how much in tithes, then we will see a hierarchy.
哦，一般外面的基督教并不是每个人都能够都有圣灵，都能够 speak in tongue 哦。
in most denominations, not everybody can speak in tongues.
哦，甚至哦，这个他们的牧师也不会啊。
And sometimes the minister, their pastors might not even know.
哦，所以哦，在他们这个教会啊，如果你能够 speak in tongue 哦，哇，不得了，不得了哦，连牧师都要拜托你祷告哎。
So in those churches, if you can speak in tongues, then it is quite amazing, and even the pastors will ask you to pray for them.
哦，所以在这样的教会，哦，这个能 speak in tongues, 这个哦是一等信徒哦，超级的 super 的哦。
So in this type of church, if you can speak in tongues, then you are first class and the top believer.
哦，就所以说啊，就好像有阶级一样哦。
So you can see that there seems to be levels.
但是在我们教会里面，连那个小弟弟、小妹妹都能 speak in tongues， 都有圣灵。
But in our church, even the little brothers and sisters that we see, even they can speak in tongues.
只要你愿意求，一定能得着，因为这是应许的嘛。
If you are willing to ask for it, you will receive it because this is promised.
哦，所以在我们教会啊，不可能有说因为你得圣灵，就变成高级信徒哦，哦，这个。没有了，没有这个事情哦。
So in our church, it is impossible that you, if you receive Holy Spirit, you will automatically become a upper class a member.
但是近来哦，却有一种说法在我们教会里面，认为说圣灵啊是用来分裂信徒、制造阶级的东西啊。
But recently, there's some type of thinking that is going through the churches is that some people says speaking in tongues is creating class division.
哦，你看，你看啊，这个做圣工哦，什么条件哦，都要有圣灵哦，没有圣灵都不行呢。
And they'll say, look, if you want to participate in any holy work, like you have to have the Holy Spirit as a precondition.
哦，所以你看啊，圣灵来制造哦，来分裂信徒，这个有圣灵的信徒，没有圣灵的信徒。
So we see that the Holy Spirit is very divisive because it splits the church into those with the Holy Spirit and those that do not have the Holy Spirit.
哦，有圣灵的信徒能够担负责任，当长职传道；没有圣灵的都不可以。
Those with the Holy Spirit can be church council members, ministers, and elders, but those with that don't have it cannot do anything.
哦，所以没有圣灵的信徒好可怜，那是二等的呢。
So how pitiful it is for those without the Holy Spirit, they are like second-class citizens.
哦，只比慕道者高一级而已啦。
They're only slightly better than the truth seekers.
哇，这样的讲法根本不对了。
But this type of thinking is entirely wrong.
哦，你求就有了嘛。
Because as long as you ask, you will receive it.
哦，如果是说圣灵是教会给的，是传道给，故意不给你哦，那当然哦，你讲的是对的，制造阶级哦，分裂教会。
If the Holy Spirit is given by the church or the ministers, then what you are saying is entirely correct, but because it is creating divisions.
但是神给的啊，你求神应许说你求我就给你嘛。那你为什么不求？然后拿来这个哦，拿这个来这个啊，来作为哦攻击神、攻击圣灵、攻击教会的这个借口。
But since it is given by God, why don't you ask for it? And why do you then take this and create divisions and accuse God and accuse the Holy Spirit and accuse the church.
哦，自爱自怜啊，我好可怜哦，我没有圣灵哦，我啊都跟他们不能比。是你不求啊，又不是神不给。
You admired in self pity and you feel that I am so pitiful and I don't have the Holy Spirit. If you feel this way, why don't you just ask for it?
哦，甚至纠众成群，哦，要来。挑战这个圣经的权威、哦、挑战这个真理的权威、啊、
And in worst case, you riled up the crowd and tried to create an uprise against the Bible.
哦，我们啊是有这个不会说圣，不会说 speak in tongue 的圣灵，洗礼的时候就有了。
And you will proclaim, we belong to the group that have the Holy Spirit, but we cannot speak in tongues. We received it when we were baptized.
哦，来挑战圣经里头所说的哦，这个得圣灵哦，必有说方言的外在表现。
And you are challenging the Bible, where it says that if you have the Holy Spirit, you can speak in tongues.
哦，所以有时候我们想一想哦。
So sometimes we think about it.
啊，这个凡有血气的。
For on all flesh.
哦，并不一定都能得着。在于你求跟不求、哦、
Not all those who have are of flesh can receive the Holy Spirit. It is a question of whether you are asking or not.
像雅各书那边所说的，你们得不着，是因为你们不求啊。
And it's just like James, it says that you do not receive because you do not ask.
哦，所以这里说，哦，这个圣灵啊。的这个浇灌的应允呢，是给凡有血气的，没有错啊。但是，更是给那些愿意祈求的人。
So here says that God will pour out His Spirit on all flesh. It is true, but it is even more true for those who ask Him.
啊，所以在这个五旬节的时候啊，这个应许啊就降临了。
So on the day of the Pentecost, this promise became true.
那刚刚我们谈到说神的复兴哦，啊，让这个干旱的大地啊。因着春雨秋雨的滋润重新恢复重新医治
And just now we spoke about the revival from God because of the nourishment from the former and latter rain the land was able to, be, to grow again
那秋雨又称作早雨的圣灵 称作早雨是他们以色列人巴勒斯坦地他们撒种的时候
And
秋雨
The ladder.
来，我们看这个哈，这个第二章的二十三节。啊，二十三节说：“赐给你们何以的秋雨啊，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨、春雨和先前一样。”
So the former rain is the rain in the fall.
这个秋雨哈，是他们撒种的时候。
This is a time that they sow the seeds.
那春雨是他们收割的时候。
The latter rain takes place in spring when they harvest.
那同样的，我们看这个五旬节圣灵第一次降临，这个就是秋雨的圣灵，是撒种的时候。
So we see that the former rain is when the Holy Spirit descended.
撒种子的时候。
When they scatter the seed.
所以要让初代的教会啊，这个种子哦，撒出去的哦，那到处哦，这个生长哦，开花结果。
So the early church was able to grow and spread rapidly.
那在末后又降下这个春雨的圣灵。
And later on, in the end days, there will be the latter rain.
建立的这个真教会啊。
And the Holy Spirit descended and established the true church.
这个就是要来收割的时候了。
And this is the time for harvest.
所以我们真教会，我们真耶稣教会，就是这个末后春雨就是晚雨圣灵所建立的教会。
So our true Jesus Church is established by the latter rain, which is the spring rain.
这个是我们从约珥书也看到这两次的这个应许啊。
And this is also a promise that we see twice in the book of Joel.
那除了应允这个圣灵要浇灌，那另外呢就是天地要出现这个征兆。
And aside from promising that God's Spirit will be poured on all flesh, he also promised that there will be wonders on heavens and in earth.
从这个三十节到三十一节。
From 30 to 31.
这里就谈到说，到了末日这个天上地下显出各样的奇事像说有血有火有烟柱，日头变为黑暗，月亮变为血
And 30 and 31 says that there will be wonders on heaven and on earth. There will be blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned.Into a darkness and the moon into blood.
如同主耶稣在这个马太福音的二十四章那边所说的这个末世之兆。
And this is similar to what Lord Jesus spoke of in Matthew chapter 24 about the signs of the end times.
那这个天地的这个不正常我们渐渐就有感受得到了。
And then.Certain things that are very unnatural in nature are things that we have seen in recent times.
这个气候的异常也好，或者是这个地理环境的改变。
Disturbances in the weather patterns or changes in geography. This is all we have seen.
一再的要告诉提醒我们，主的日子近了。
These are things to remind us that the day of the Lord is at hand.
哦，那最后三十二节就是谈到哦，啊，求告主名的必然得救。
And 32 says that those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
哦，所以我们啊，现在啊，哦，就是拯救的日子啊。
So this is the day of salvation.
哦，我们应该要把这样的信息告诉哦还没有认识神的人呐，来接受。
We should tell this message to those who have not believed in God yet.
只要我们诚心求告，哦，愿意接受耶稣基督，哦，我们都能够得救。
If we truly call out to the Lord Jesus and believe in the Lord Jesus, we can all be saved.
哦，这个是第二段哦。
This is the second section.
那最后一段呢，就是第三章。
The last section is chapter 3.
哦，这一段呢，谈到说这个神的日子。
And this is talking about the day of the Lord.
哦，那神的日子是什么？
And what is the day of the Lord?
哦，神的日子要让被掳的百姓归回。
It is the day that the captive, the people of God who have been captives will be returned to their land.
哦，那这个预言哦，这个应许啊，有两个层面。
And there are two different levels to this promise.
哦，对，当时的以色列百姓来说啊，是预言说将来哦，神还会让这个被掳。哦，到巴比伦的这个百姓啊，重新再回来。
For the people of that time, it was for a prophecy that in the future, for those who were captives to Babylon, they shall return to the land.
那更深一层的啊，这个预言呢、啊，就是指着在主耶稣再临之前，哦，所有属神的人呢、啊，都要回归到哦，回归神了。
And on a deeper level, it's referring to on the second coming of Christ, all who belongs to Christ will return.
哦，让得救的人数满了，主耶稣就再来了。
And once the number of the redeemed have been met, then the Lord Jesus will come.
哦，这个三章的第一节哈，这个被掳的百姓归回。
So, chapter 3 verse 1, the return of the captives.
哦，那接下来就是要对这些列国做审判。
And follows in that is the judgment to all kingdoms.
哦，那这个三章的二节三节告诉我们为什么要被审判。
And chapter 3 verse 2 and 3 tells us the reason for this judgment.
哦，那这里讲到说，在这个约沙法谷哦，就是啊、这个神审判的这个意思。
And it mentions in this chapter verse 2 the valley of Jehoshaphat. This means a place that God will judge.
哦，又称作断定谷哦。
And this is also the valley of decision.
哦，那神要把万民集合。
God will gather all people.
哦，要来审判。
And to judge.
哦，那审判的理由啊，哦，就是因为他们在过去苦待欺凌神的百姓。
And the reason for judgment is because they have abused and tormented the chosen people of God.
哦，当然也包含说啊、神的工人，哦，甚至是神的儿子主耶稣基督。
And this is the workers of God, and also even the Son of God, which is Lord Jesus.
哦，这个世界将来也是要受这样的审判。
In the future, this world will also face a similar judgment.
哦，那四节到八节还是针对当时哦以色列人他们的仇敌。啊、所做的审判。
And verses 4 through 8 is a pronouncement of the judgment for the enemies of Israel at that time.
哦，推罗啦，西顿啦，还有这个腓力士等等。
Tyre, Sidon, and Philistia.
哦，他们被审判的理由都跟先前一样哦，就是他们欺压神的选民，神的百姓。
And the reason for their judgment is what the same reasons we've mentioned before is that they have abused the children, the chosen people of God.
哦，那对今天的我们来说啊，将来神的审判也是这样。
For those of us today, God's judgment in the future will be the same.
要啊、要审判那些哦逼迫这个真信徒的这些仇敌呀、啊。
And God will judge those who persecute the true church.
哦，主要来向他们审判，要伸冤。
And the Lord will judge them and avenge us.
哦，那所以我们要小心哦，我们有没有在逼迫？哦，在逼迫真信徒，在逼迫真教会
？So we have to be careful ourselves. Are we persecuting the church? And are we persecuting true believers.
啊，我们爱神都来不及了，怎么可能攻击神？怎么可能会逼迫这个信徒啊？
We might claim that we love God so much. Where do we even find the time to persecute them?
哦，这个主耶稣哦，在他还在世上传福音的时候啊，有一次他要往耶路撒冷去啊，哦，撒玛利亚人不接待他。
And when the Lord Jesus was in this earth, one time he was on a trip to Jerusalem, and the Samaritans would not welcome him.
哦，这个哦，这个约翰啊，雅各啊，哦，是受不了了。好，跟主耶稣求说啊，能不能哦啊，让我们求天上降下火来，像以利亚那个时代一样，把这些家伙通通烧死。
And John and James could not bear it anymore and asked Lord Jesus, saying, "Could we not pray for fire from heaven to consume all these people?"
因为这些人太可恶了，竟然嘛不知道说这个哦老师是谁啊？这神的儿子啊，救世主弥赛亚，竟然这么怠慢。
And these people do not know who they are speaking with. This is the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And how dare they talk to you and treat you this way?
哦，这些门徒啊，爱不爱耶稣？爱呀。
Do these disciples love the Lord Jesus? Yes, they do.
但是他了不了解耶稣的心肠？不了解。
But do they understand the heart of the Lord Jesus? Of course not.
耶稣说：“你们心里存的是什么？你们不知道。”
And the Lord Jesus says, "Oh, what is in your heart? You do not understand."
我来是要来救人的，不是来杀人的。
I come here to save, not to kill.
哦，所以今天呢，越是爱神的人哦，越是爱神的基督徒哦，越可能会有这样的盲点。
So those who love the more they love the Lord Jesus, and the more they sacrifice for the Lord Jesus, they will have such blind spots.
哎，公义有余啊，但是怜悯不够。
They have plenty of righteousness, but are lacking in mercy.
哦，忘记了怜悯才是向审判夸胜的。
And they forgot that mercy is so that we can to be victorious.
所以哈，哎，我们也有可能因为爱神而恨人，啊，甚至因为爱神呢，哦，巴不得人家赶快死掉哦。
So we could even, because of our love for God, hate people or even hope that they die.
爱神而恨人而咒诅人，这个都不对哦。
To curse people or to hate people out of love for God, this is all wrong.
哦，那这样啊，我们将来要受审判，因为你在逼迫神的教会，在逼迫神的信徒。
If we act like this, then we will be judged because we are persecuting the true church and the true believers.
哦。啊，再来哈，这个三章的九到十一节啊，就谈到要打仗了哈。
And verse 9-11 is a call to war.
哦，这个要把这个犁头啊打成刀剑，哦，把镰刀打成这个割矛啊。
To beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears.
哦，这个跟以赛亚书二章四节，还有弥迦书的四章三节刚好相反。
This is exactly opposite of what is spoken in Isaiah and Micah.
哦，那边讲的是当神掌权的时候啊，哦，反过来啊，哦，要把这个刀剑打成犁头啊，把这个戈矛打成镰刀。
And in those days when the Lord is a ruler over all, you have to do the exact opposite. You have to beat your swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks.
哦，这个国家不攻击那个国家哦。
This one nation will not fight another nation.
哦，啊，但是在这个审判之前，刚好相反。
But in the time just before the judgment, it is exactly opposite.
哦，那十二到十七节，然后就谈到审判。
So 12-17 talks about judgment.
哦，审判的这个情景。
And this is the situation during that judgment.
哦，庄稼熟了，哦，酒榨满了。
And the harvest, the wine press is full, the vat overflows.
哦，是指着说，哦，这个世界，哦，的末了到了。
It means it refers to that the end of all things is at hand.
哦，那神要哦，在这个断定谷来做审判。
And the Lord will judge at the valley of decision.
哦，那最后哦，就是一个祝福了哦，十八到这个二十一节。
And lastly, from verse 18-21 is a blessing.
哦，仇敌被审判，选民回归。
And the enemies have been judged, and the people have returned.
哦，仇敌之地要成为荒凉，哦，选民之地要成为丰盛。
And the land of the enemy shall be wastelands, but it shall be a garden of Eden in it shall be flourishing in the land of the God's chosen people.
哦，神以前不审判的，最后哦，留到最后，所以不是不报，而是时候未到哦，神还是公义要彰显。
So what God has not judged in the past is not because He does not He will not judge, but rather it is not the right time yet.
哦，这个是最后哈、哦、啊，这个的一个祝福、啊。
So this is the last blessing.
哦，那所以我们啊、学习的这个约珥书啊。
So we have studied the book of Joel.
哦，除了我们昨天啊、所讨论的哈、哦、之外。
Aside from what we discussed yesterday.
哦，那。我们从这个第二段、第三段呢，我们也可以思考一些问题。
From sections 2 and 3, we can think about some questions.
哦，这个约珥书里头的蝗虫、旱灾哈、哦、等等哈、哦，对今天的我们哈、哦、来说啊，它代表什么？
What do the plague of locusts and the famine represent in our lives today?
是魔鬼呢？是异端呢？还是这个世界呢？
Is it Satan, heresies, or this world?
哦，这个我们可以想一想哦。
Now we can think about these.
好、哦。那再来，我们从这个约珥书哈、哦，这个圣灵浇灌的应许啊。
And the book of Joel, we talk about the promised Holy Spirit, and pouring of the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们也可以来思考说，今天呢、啊，我们得着圣灵啊，啊、哦，这个圣灵的得着哈、哦，啊，对今天的我们呢、啊，有什么样的意义
？And we can think about that today. When we receive the Holy Spirit, what is the significance of it?
哦，是不是只是让我们祷告的时候噜噜噜啦啦啦这样而已？
What is the meaning and behind it? Because is it just so that we can speak in tongues when we pray?
哦，还是有其他的意义在里面。
Or there is a greater purpose for it?
哦，这个也是我们可以去进一步思考的哦。
And this is something we can think about in depth.
哦，那最后就是主再来的日子。
And lastly, it is the day of the Lord.
哦，约珥书里头所讲的这个神的日子，哈，神大而可畏的日子。
And this is the day of the Lord that is a great and terrible day.
哦，那今天我们在面对这个大而可畏主再来的这个日子。
And today, when we are preparing to face this great and terrible day, the day of the Lord,
我们的态度是什么
？What is our attitude?
哦，是惧怕灾害的临到呢？
Are we afraid of the coming of the disasters?
哦，还是欢喜神国应许的实现
？Are we rejoicing because the God's kingdom will be fulfilled?
哦，这个我们也可以去思考。
So this is something we can also think about.
哦，啊，我们这个约珥书就跟大家一起学习到这里。
So this concludes our study of the book of Joel.
哦，那我们就一起跪下来做感谢的祷告，再来用餐。
So let us all kneel down and pray for Thanksgiving, and also then proceed with lunch.